Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines. You know, we have some tapes on this particular series. If you are interested in obtaining the tapes, you ought to give us a call and or write to us, and we will be glad to get that information to you. Praise the Lord. God wants us to walk by faith, not by sight. He wants us to walk in love. We've been going broadcast after broadcast after broadcast, pouring in the truths, and you need to be doing what the Word says and establishing these Christian disciplines in your life daily. God wants you to walk in love. He wants you to be in the Word of God and doing it consistently. Remember, if you're a doer of the Word, if you're a hearer of the Word and not a doer, also, then you're going to be wiped out by the storms of life that come against you. The Bible says, be doers of the Word and not hearers, deceiving your own selves. We actually deceive ourselves because we think we know something, but we aren't producing any fruit because if we don't do what the Word says, the enemy will come and take the Word out of our heart and we will not see fruit come to pass. It is important that you also watch your mind. Learn to take your thoughts captive. Learn to bring into captivity every thought, not just once in a while, every thought to the obedience of Christ. And think on good things. Set your will to choose the right ways of God. Choose the things that please the Lord. Learn to cast your cares upon the Lord. Cast all your care, all anxieties upon Him, because He cares for you. Learn to speak God's Word. When you have a situation, go to the Word of God. Get the Word of God and start speaking what the Word says. Learn to bridle your tongue and hold fast your confession. Don't let yourself speak a negative report. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And remember, your tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Whatever you're speaking is what you're writing in the Spirit, and that's going to be bringing forth what you're going to see in your life. Your tongue is like a rudder on a ship, or like that bit in the horse's mouth. It is directing your course in life. Learn to pray the Word of God. Learn to pray with your understanding, and learn to pray with your spirit in tongues. It prays a perfect prayer, releasing what the Holy Spirit would pray through you to see the will of God come to pass in your life or whoever you're interceding for. Also, learn to confess your sins immediately. Don't continue to wallow in sin. Confess the sin. Receive forgiveness and cleansing from the Lord. A lot of people confess their sin, but they don't receive their forgiveness. And then they keep confessing their sin over and over and over because they've never received their forgiveness and believe they're forgiven. The Bible says if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He remembers our sins and iniquities no more. Also, we need to repent. That means to change our mind, turn around, and walk in a new direction, following the ways of the Lord without compromise. It's always the goodness of God that leads you to repentance, and He will convict you of sin. He doesn't bring guilt and condemnation over you. He brings you to the place of conviction to turn you away from your sins. And He says, go and sin no more in your life, and walk in fellowship with the Lord. Also, learn to always forgive people. Don't ever hold grudges against them. It's a choice at the point of your will. Do not let unforgiveness reign in you, or it will open up the door for much bondage. It will cause you to be turned over to the tormentors. And if you won't forgive men their trespasses against you, God will not be able to forgive you of your trespasses. It's important for you to be obedient. Be willing, be obedient. Be obedient to what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Whatever He's telling you to do today, be obedient. And be faithful to the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ on your life. Don't be on one day and off another. You are an ambassador for Christ, and you need to be faithful. A faithful man is the one who abounds in blessings. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Oh, the greatest one in the sight of God is the servant of all. That's the one who's humbled himself and is chosen to be a servant. Praise God. Pride always wants you to look out for self and do your own thing. Humility will cause you to yield to the Lord and be a vessel for Him. Learn to praise and worship the Lord too. Sing praise to Him. It's so important for you to enter into the presence of the Lord on a daily basis. Separate yourself from the things of this world. Do not let yourself be conformed to this world, but walk in the ways of the Word of God, praise God. And learn to be steadfast. Don't let the enemy cause you to waver or draw away. The Bible says that if a man is wavering, he can't receive anything of the Lord. He's double-minded. He's unstable in all of his ways. And as you are acting on the Word of God, and don't cast away your confidence, it has great recompense of reward, and realize that you have need of patience or steadfastness, which is what possesses the soul realm. Steadfastness is what is of hope, which is of the soul realm, and hope is the anchor of your soul. It is important for you to learn to be steadfast on the Word in your mind and not give place to the enemy. Whenever the enemy comes, you've got to learn to be steadfast so that you see the promise come to pass in your life. Praise God. We're going to talk today about the area of rejoicing. It is so important that you learn to rejoice in the Lord. What does the Bible say? Philippians 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." He repeats it. He's emphasizing it. Rejoice in the Lord always. It's a command. It's not some nice little suggestion. It is a command. God says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." God wants you always to rejoice. And again He says, "Rejoice." It is so important for you to keep a rejoicing spirit. You won't get into bad attitudes. You won't get into negative attitudes if you keep a rejoicing spirit. You rejoice in the Lord in what He's doing, with your eyes upon Him, upon the Word of God, not in the circumstances. You can't rejoice in the circumstances the devil's brought against you. You're rejoicing in the Lord, who's the Lord over every situation. And even though you may have some negative circumstances, God can turn those things around. He can turn curses into a blessing, the Bible says. The Bible says also in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, "Rejoice evermore." That means you've got to learn to daily discipline yourself that I will rejoice in the Lord. You know, Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." The word strength is a Hebrew word which means, when you look it up and study it out, it means a fortified place of protection. The joy of the Lord is your fortified place of protection. It protects your faith. It is so important that you keep the joy of the Lord, because the devil tries to take your joy away. If he can take your joy away, then he can steal your goods. He can steal your blessings. You need to maintain joy. Joy is a spiritual force that protects your faith. It is one of the fruit of the Spirit. The Galatians 5 talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. You need to have joy coming forth out of you, and you need to choose to rejoice. I will rejoice in the Lord always, the Bible says. And don't let the enemy come and steal your joy. Whenever there's temptation, what are you supposed to do? Sometimes you just need to really pour out the rejoicing. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season if need be you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." If the temptations are coming against you today, God says greatly rejoice. You need to greatly rejoice in the Lord. Keep your eyes upon Him. Be thinking on what the Word says and rejoice in the Lord. Don't let the devil get you down. You get down and discouraged, you're going to shut down your faith. You're going to get into a place of hopelessness. You'll get out of maintaining a steadfastness, and you will let the enemy stop your faith. Very important. Because remember, the temptations are coming to try your faith. But you need to greatly rejoice, knowing the fact that God is going to bring forth victory for you as you speak His Word. 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." We know that every one of us are going to have trials. Some people think, "Why in the world is this happening to me?" This is the devil coming at you. Don't be thinking it's strange about the fiery trial. When you're in the Word of God, the devil's going to come and try to take the Word out of your heart, and he's going to try to bring trials against you. What does the Bible say in verse 13? It goes on and says, "But rejoice, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings." What are the sufferings? It's the suffering of being tempted and persecuted and attacked with trying to get us to the area of sin. You are a partaker of Christ's suffering when you are going through these trials. Don't give place to the devil in the midst of it, but rejoice in the Lord and keep your eyes upon Him. Praise God. very important that you learn to be a rejoicer. You know, James chapter 1 says, count it all joy when you're enveloped with all these temptations that would come against you. The enemy comes against you, and what should you do? You should choose to rejoice in the Lord in every situation. Joy is a spiritual force which will protect your faith. You know, in Philippians there, when it talks about Paul talking about rejoicing in the Lord, he had to make those decisions himself. Remember when Paul and Silas, they were in the Philippian jail, and it looked like everything in their ministry had come to a stop, a ground to a halt. Here they were out preaching the gospel, and here they are all of a sudden thrown in jail. They didn't get down. They didn't get depressed because of the circumstances. They kept their eyes upon the Lord, and they rejoiced in the Lord. They sang praises unto God. They were rejoicing in Him, and they were praying the Word of God. They kept themselves in faith. And it's important that you keep a rejoicing spirit about you to stay in faith. As they did that, praise God, the power of God came, and the doors were opened, praise God. And they came out of that thing. They ended up getting that Philippian jailer saved. Glory to Jesus. God can turn things that appear to be destructive and in a situation of defeat, He can turn them around if you will rejoice and praise the Lord and speak forth His word. Hallelujah. You know, with joy, you're going to draw out of you the wells of salvation. It talks about that in Isaiah chapter 12. You can draw out. Joy is like a bucket. It draws out that well of salvation out of the inside of you. You say, well, I don't feel like rejoicing. Well, that has nothing to do with your feelings. You need to choose to rejoice in the Lord. Again, not in the circumstances, not in what the devil's doing. You're not going to rejoice in car accidents or rejoice in pain or rejoice in this problem and that problem. No, you're going to rejoice in the Lord because you're going to speak His word and you're going to be steadfast in the word of God, knowing that God's going to bring forth victory for you. You rejoice in the Lord knowing the trial of your faith is working that steadfastness in you, and you are going to see yourself come through the situation because you're not going to let the devil pull you down. If you lose your joy, you'll lose your peace, and you'll pretty much be out of faith, and you'll be into the place where you're walking in the flesh, reacting according to what you feel, being moved by the circumstances, instead of being steadfast on the Word. And then you've just fallen for the tricks of the devil. God wants you to make a decision. I will rejoice in the Lord. Can you make that decision today? And I want you to encourage you to do this every day. Get up in the morning and say, I will rejoice in the Lord this day. Well, we're going to talk more on daily Christian disciplines in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.